This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This progressive talk on Capricorn FM. Now, in the last week, we reported on a book that was written by former human resource manager at the Kruger National Park, which detailed allegations of wrongdoing and abuse. And the book titled Untold Stories About the Dark Side of the Kruger National Park was authored by former Kruger National Park human resource senior manager Risenga Matalak-Engisa and tells of startling accounts of racism and torture allegations that were recently made by Blackfield Rangers and last year prompted the South African National Parks manager to hire advocate Boyce Mkhize from Analytical Forensic Investigation Services to investigate. Now, we have since spoken to the author of the book, that is Mr. Matalak-Engisa, and gotten a reaction from Mr. Ike Patler from Sun Parks. However, during one of our interviews, the journalist who wrote the story in a weekend newspaper was accused of having an agenda against the Kruger National Park. And therefore, we want to speak to the journalist as well. Here is his side of the story. He has written extensively on these issues and we've gathered evidence and we've got from the City Press, Sizwe Samayende. Mr. Samayende, good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Hi, good evening, Gabon.
Good evening.
Thanks for the opportunity and good evening to your listeners too.
Good evening indeed. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to listen to our podcast of the conversation we had last week with Sun Parks. You would have picked up that from that conversation, an accusation was made against you and City Press by extension that you have an agenda in how you have written stories and reported on events from the Kruger National Park. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, Ngamla, I'm flabbergasted in actual fact. You know, Isaac Pasha is a seasoned broadcaster. He should know better. Look, if I'm doing my job as a journalist, it doesn't mean I am a driver of a campaign. He knows that. For every single allegation that have come to me, I have contacted him to get his side of the story. I'm really surprised that if he claims that I am the driver of a campaign, but because he's a seasoned broadcaster, I mean, more experienced than I am in the field, he should know better that if he says, he makes that allegation, or he stated it as a fact, he should provide the evidence to the nation that, look, this guy is a driver of a campaign, and these are the reasons. But my name cannot just be tarnished for doing my job, for testing, getting allegations, getting the other side of the story. That's what I've done, and that is what journalism is all about.
Yeah, to that end, I want to ask you, what has driven your reporting on this particular matter?
Well, before I come to that, he also claimed that he has invited me or City Press to the Kruger National Park. I can categorically say I have never received a single invitation whatsoever from him. Okay, going back to your question, what drove me to write this story since about 2 years ago? It is because of the numerous allegations I have been receiving from people who are working at the Kruger National Park at the moment. That's basically that. I've been flooded with these allegations consistently over the past 1.5 or 2 years. And it is my duty to report.
And these allegations, as reported on the book, and maybe let's start with the book there. Did you find in your investigation, in your research, that the allegations that are made in the book are corroborated by facts or evidence?
You see, the allegations that are made in the book are the exact allegations that I have received before I knew that a book was out, was going to be published. The book is recent. I mean, I got a copy a week, 2 weeks back of that book. But when I made the comparisons, they are exactly the same. And, you know, the author used to work in the Kruger National Park. The allegations that I've been getting them from employees of SANParks at the Kruger National Park.
And when you investigate these allegations that you would have gotten at a given time, do you... I want to go back to the factual matter, nature of it. Do you find facts in the ground? Do you find that these are things that are really there?
Look, what is factual? Obviously, it's a matter that needs a further investigation by law enforcement agencies, also by Kruger, by SANParks itself. But what I can confirm to you is that people who claim that they were tortured, they were actually tortured. I've been given their medical statements. I've been given their affidavits, their statements they made to the police. That is a fact. I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
But as to the circumstances of who was pushing rhinos, who was not, and all of that, that really needs an investigation, you know?
But
what I've told you, I can vouch for it, and I can vouch for the fact that some of these black rangers have been accused of rhino poaching whatsoever. Criminal charges have been laid against them. The courts have found that there's insufficient or there's no evidence. I can vouch for such, you know.
And there have been reports, some saying that it is possible that people have been killed in there and it's disguised as if they were hunting or they were poaching, as it were. And I'm just wondering if it's something that you have come across, whether even your own life has ever been threatened because of the work you were doing there or stories you're writing around the events there or the allegations there.
Yeah, you know, that is possible. I mean, if people can see, if criminals can see that, look, there is a fertile ground for perpetuating a particular criminality. For instance, there are deaths in the Kruger National Park. And then, well, they can kill other people for other reasons and dump them there. That is a possibility. I'm not saying that is true, but that is the possibility. It can happen.
And as far as the work you've been doing, the writing, I understand there is an investigation that was instituted, but the report has not been released. What do you know around that?
Exactly that. There was an investigation. After I've reported quite a number of stories, then there was an investigation led by Advocate Boyce Mkhize. Okay, I've done a follow-up to find out the outcome of this investigation and so on. I have contacted Ike about this, and then, well, he refused. He refused to give me the final report, its outcomes, its findings, whatsoever. Then when I went to the people who I know submitted their affidavits to Advocate Mkhize and asked them if they have received the final report. They also told me the same story that SANParks has refused to give them the final report. They don't know what are the findings. They don't know what is next.
Some are suggesting...
All I know, after this investigation... there was somebody I'm not gonna name, is a white senior ranger, was suspended, right? But nothing happened, and then he was reinstated. But also at the same time, there was an employee who has been complaining a lot about this issue, writing to the presidency, to parliament, and everything. He was suspended at that time. But now, when this white colleague of his was suspended and reinstated, then this complainant was also reinstated, which looks to me like it was some kind of a compromise to say, we're not going to pursue this guy, and then let the complainant as well go back and be on duty again. You know what I mean?
I'm speaking to journalist from City Press, that is Sizwe Samayend, and we're looking at that book. You wrote the article 2 weeks ago, looking at the book that was written about the Kruger National Park. Sizwe, before I let you go, one thing that I wanted to also talk to you about. So you were saying that one employee wrote letters. They went as far as the president says, I understand it. Because I wanted to raise the issue, how high has the matter gone? To what extent has it been escalated? Is it known in the upper echelons of government? Is something been done about it? Or is it known up there, but nothing visible is happening?
Yeah, it is known up there. I mean, the proof is there. I've tried to follow up to the level of the presidency, the minister, parliament, the portfolio committee. It has been raised. I think the outcome of that the matter has been elevated to the highest level, then the outcome was that SANParks needs to conduct an investigation, which they did. Mm. But now we don't know what is the outcome of that investigation. They have refused to give it to me so that I can publish about it. If these allegations are baseless, as I have said before, and if that investigation proves that, then I will report about that. But I do not have the outcome of that investigation. So there's nothing to write about.
All right. Thank you very much, Sizwe. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. That is journalist from City Press, Sizwe Samayend, talking to us about that. So he has followed that up, and that's what he knows, and that's what he says about it. That's pretty much it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.